Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Monday, February 23rd, 2026. Senator Angus King was a maybe as of Friday afternoon. Representative Jared Golden wasn't planning to attend for other reasons, according to a Portland Press Herald report. But Congresswoman Shelley Pingree from Maine's Congressional District 1 will boycott Trump's State of the Union speech on Tuesday. She joins a growing group of people, which as of Friday afternoon included 20 Democrats representing 17 states. The boycott and an alternative People's State of the Union rally are being organized by a coalition including Move On. Organizers say the People's State of the Union on February 24th at 8:30 p.m. will be a rally, quote, counter-programming President Trump's night full of lies and misplaced priorities for the American people. And along with hosts Katie Fang and Joy Reid, Democratic lawmakers will be joined on stage by the everyday Americans most impacted by Trump's dangerous agenda, end quote. The People's State of the Union rally will be held on the National Mall in D.C. Again, that's Tuesday evening starting at 8:30 p.m. It will also be live streamed at Midas Touch, YouTube, and moveon.org/live. A lottery for a spot at Maine's Camp North Woods closes at the end of this week on March 1st. Instruction and mentorship at the camp is provided by the Maine Department of Inland Fisheries and Wildlife game wardens, biologists and educators, and staff from the University of Maine 4-H Camp and Learning Center at Bryant Pond. Quote, Camp North Woods is a week-long overnight camp for kids ages 10 to 14, filled with hands-on experiences in shooting, archery, map and compass, outdoor survival, canoe and kayak, boating and ATV safety, fishing, fly casting, and more. Camp North Woods is an incredibly popular program with limited capacity, so 96 campers, 48 boys and 48 girls, will be selected for attendance through a chance lottery. Lucky winners are sure to have a summer to remember, end quote. The camp runs from July 26th through July 31st, and the lottery deadline again is coming up on Sunday, March 1st at 11:59 p.m. There's a $10 entry fee for entering the lottery, and the drawing will be held on Friday, the 13th of March. You can learn more and apply at mainefishwildlife.com/campnorthwoods. Another deadline coming up is for small businesses in the Ellsworth area that would like to be featured by the Union River Center for Innovation, URCI, on National Be Heard Day. Quote, specifically designed for small businesses to promote themselves and be heard above the noise of larger competitors, March 7th is National Be Heard Day. The Union River Center for Innovation in Ellsworth will be celebrating area small businesses in its March 4th blog post. The center is asking small businesses to complete a submission form by February 28. Quote, if you own a small business with fewer than 50 local employees in the general Ellsworth area, write to us and tell us what makes you, your employees, and your business great, and we'll do our best to include your information in our March 4th blog post, end quote. The submission form is at unionriverinnovation.com/national-be-heard-day. And as always, the links that I mentioned in today's program will be available on our archives at weru.org as soon as you're hearing this on the air. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. Take care. I'll see you tomorrow.